It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Sorry, I just double tapped there. Let me shift. Ben from the Drug Foundation is here. What I'm going to do, Ben, is I'm just going to move the intro back. I double tapped the button, so I played the wrong thing. Here we go. Let's start afresh.
It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Morena, Ben from the Drug Foundation, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Now, fresh off the back of Laneway, the Drug Foundation was at Laneway doing a bunch of checking. How, first and foremost, how was the day? And did you find anything interesting there?
It was fantastic. We spoke to hundreds of people. Mm. We were busy the whole time. Great conversations, good vibes.
Yep.
And luckily, things were mostly what people thought they were.
Yes.
But the really important conversations that we were having was stuff around what is a dose, what to expect, and things like that you don't think about at festivals sometimes, but keep hydrated, put sunscreen on, don't like bake yourself in the sun all day and get dehydrated, because once you feel the effects of whatever you've taken later on, you can't suddenly rehydrate at that point.
Yeah, so of course. Now, you guys also had a little bit of a chill out tent there. Did you get a few people making the most of that?
The chill out tent was run by somebody else, and that was pretty full too, yeah.
Yeah, nice one. Nice. Okay, well, this morning we've got something slightly different for the listeners out there. We're talking about GBH and GBL. What on earth are these things, first and foremost?
Yeah, so G-type drugs, we've got three that we have most commonly in New Zealand. So these will be GHB, GBL, and something called 1,4-BD. Some other names that these go by are things like Wares, Mills, sometimes Fantasy, Liquid Ecstasy, those kind
Jibber?
Of stuff.
People call it Jibber A sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yep.
These substances, they look very, very similar. They often come as a clear liquid. Sometimes GHB comes as a white powder that is then dissolved. But the important thing about them is that they have all very, very different dosage rates.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm meaning this is just a tiny margin of error. For example, a dose of GBL is 1 milliliter.
Mm-hmm.
A dose of GHB, for example, could be up to 2.5 milliliters.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take that amount of GBL, then you're going to be likely to overdose.
Yeah. So there's basically not a lot of room for error here.
Is there?
And so you got to know what you're taking, correct, Amondo? So first and foremost, what we're saying is probably get it checked before you take it to make sure you know what you're taking.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And we say, like, if people are unsure, then dose it as if it's GBL, which is the one that has the smallest dosage rate.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other stuff around it these substances can make you feel really, really horny.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that if you're planning on using it and there's a potential that you could hook up with somebody that you've talked about consent and stuff like that beforehand, they can also make you lose track of time really, really easily, and people can quite quickly fall unconscious from them as well. So make sure that people around you know what it is that you've taken. And with that lose track of time, sometimes what people do is they have a note on their phone or something like that for when they've taken it, if they're thinking that they may get tempted to redose later on.
Well, I mean, what are the effects of the brain on the brain of both GBL and GBH? What is it doing in the brain?
What people feel from these is often quite similar to alcohol in some ways. So they can make people feel euphoric. They can make people lose their inhibitions and that kind of stuff. And they can also it's a depressant, so it's slowing down body systems.
Yes.
And that's where one of the other big harm reduction tips that we have is avoid using this at the same time as other depressants, other things that slow down your body.
So basically no alcohol, no benzos, steer clear of all these things, steer clear of ketamine.
Yeah. And the important thing with alcohol as well is if you happen to have 1,4-BD, 1,4-BD gets converted to GHB in the body, but itself isn't active. And the body uses the same pathway to do that as it does to clear out alcohol from the body and process alcohol. Mm-hmm. So if you've been drinking alcohol and taking 1,4-BD, the body won't be converting that into GHB where it's active until you've sobered up a bit. So that's where it gets really dangerous. If people take some, they're like, I'm not having an effect. They're drinking at the same time. When they sober up, suddenly that's when the body converts it all into GHB, that active form. And that's where sometimes people can overdose, because if they've taken more, that's when suddenly there's a level in the body that's at an overdose amount.
Now, I guess one of the other risks with these G substances is they quite often sit suspended in like a liquid in a clear bottle looking like water. And there are various tales. I guess probably one of the most famous people, Jeremy Wells, did a podcast with Matt Heath where he describes a New Year's Eve party where he mistakenly takes a swig out of what he thought was a bottle of water and basically overdoses on G. It's, you know, like, because the dose is so low, and if the bottle is not clearly marked, it is a very, very easy mistake to make.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've spoken to quite a few people who have been in that similar situation as well. One of the things that we advise is, if you're at a gathering or something like that and you're planning on using it, or one of your mates are or something like that, make sure the bottle is clearly labeled. You can put food colouring in it as well, and stuff like that. Keep it out of kind of the area with the communal drinks where everybody could, where somebody could come along and grab a swig of it. And something that some people like to do, if there's a few people who are taking it, is separate bottles for each person with separate food colouring in it, so that they can clearly see, this one's my one, this is how much I've taken, because it's one of those substances where your body will, you won't feel the effects for as long as the substance is in your body. So it kind of stacks in there. The more you take, the more it will feel like you've taken a larger and larger dose. So you've really got to keep track of how much it is you're taking, which is where quite a few people have that that plan early on, going, this is how much I'm going to take in the night, and keeping track of it on their phone by noting each time that they've taken it.
Yes. Now, it's something that you don't quite often hear about, but GHB and GBL can, people who use them can develop a physical dependence, correct? So people have to be mindful of potentially getting addicted to these substances.
Yeah, it's one of those things, and we say this with many substances as well, like the more you take it, the more it's going to impact on the rest of your life. So always, like, make sure you've taken a break beforehand, make sure that you can still go out, hang out, have fun without taking things and stuff like that. Just keep that balance in things to reduce the potential that it will lead to an addiction.
Are there any other harm reduction strategies for these substances that come to mind?
Yeah, I think the main ones are things like get it tested, absolutely. If you're not sure what it is, dose it as GBL. Head on to thelevel.org.nz for the information about kind of what the dosage levels are and the length of time and stuff like that. Some of the things that we most commonly hear from people is that in between doses, if they're planning on using it later or redosing throughout the night, is making sure that they have left at least 2 hours in between each dose. And that's where setting a timer on your phone, timer on your watch, that kind of thing. Keeping an eye out for other people. If you're planning on taking it, or if one of your mates are, be really careful that somebody isn't going to pick it up thinking that it's water or thinking that it's juice or something like that. The other thing is, these are really, really caustic chemicals sometimes. If they're not diluted, they can burn. GBL, for example, is used as a solvent in other places and stuff like that too. So make sure that it is diluted and don't try to take it as a kind of raw substance.
Yes.
And that consent thing, I think, is really, really key. It can make people feel incredibly horny, so they may do things that they wouldn't otherwise do. And remember, like, that it's so easy to fall unconscious while people are taking it. So
what do you do in the case of an overdose? What are the steps someone should take? Or how do you recognise, A, someone is overdosing, and B, you need to act on this fast? What do you do?
Oh, yeah, great question. This happens so quickly for G. So if somebody's overdosing, it will be very quick after they've taken a swig of it, but for them to look like they're losing consciousness. They may fall over, they may start vomiting, they might start having seizures. The more that they've taken, or the more of other depressants, the quicker this will happen. Really important, get medical attention. The faster that they can get oxygen, the better. Keep their airways open, so you might want to check on them, put them in the recovery position, keep watching them, because while the ambulance is getting there, if it's at that level, you may need to be giving some rescue breaths in there as well.
Okay. Ben from the Drug Foundation, anything else? Or have we covered it all off? Should we just recommend people to head to thelevel.org.nz for safe GHB use?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Hey, mate, thank you so much for coming in. And we'll look forward to catching up with the Drug Foundation in a couple of weeks' time.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.